A reading from the book of Ezra. At the time of the evening sacrifice, I, Ezra, rose in my wretchedness, and with cloak and mantle torn, I fell on my knees, stretching out my hands to the Lord my God. I said, "My God, I am too ashamed and confounded to raise my face to you. O my God, for our wicked deeds are heaped upon our heads, and our guilt reaches up to heaven. From the time of our fathers even to this day, great has been our guilt, and our wicked deeds we have been delivered up for our wicked deeds. We and our kings and our priests, to the will of the kings of foreign lands, to the sword, to captivity, to pillage, and to disgrace, as is the case today. And now, but a short time ago, mercy came to us from the Lord our God, who left us a remnant and gave us a stake in his holy place. Thus our God has brightened our eyes and given us relief in our servitude. For slaves we were, but in our servitude our God has not abandoned us. Rather, he has turned the goodwill of the king of Persia towards us. Thus he has given us new life, to raise again the house of our God and to restore its ruins, and has granted us a fence in Judah and Jerusalem." The word of the Lord. Blessed be God who lives forever. Blessed be God who lives forever. He scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the netherworld, and he brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape his hand. Blessed be God who lives forever. Praise him, you children of Israel, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there. Blessed be God who lives forever. So now consider what he has done for you, and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness, and exalt the King of ages. Blessed be God who lives forever. In the land of my exile I will praise him, and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Blessed be God who lives forever. Bless the Lord, all you his chosen ones, and may all of you praise his majesty, celebrate days of gladness, and give him praise. Blessed be God who lives forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today we see, continue in the book of Ezra, that here Ezra just falls on his face and praises God. And then the responsorial, the same thing, blessed be God, and we should praise him. And again, I think that everybody, including me, we come before God and we're saying, I need, I want, Lord, it's a mess. Lord, why is this? Why is this one suffering? Why is this one sick? Why is this? And we come before God and we complain. Well, maybe I'm the only one here. But too often, that's what we do. Instead of coming before God and thanking him for everything that he does for us. And again, even in the worst day, there's still something you and I can praise God for. We're breathing. We're loved. The God of the universe died for our sins. There's always something to praise God for. So today, let's make this a day of praise, where we just thank God for everything he does for us. Not just give him all our needs and petitions, but just to thank him for everything he's done for you, for me, for us. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as